Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful Thursday, August 14th, 2025. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 9:12 a.m. Broadcasting today from the United States of America. I could prove it because our nation's capital has become safer. It's also the place where the brave, like the veterans we salute today, thanks to John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality, and the Marketplace with its new pop-up series, Philip Sensula, Harding, Michael Phillips, Wilkes-Barre, John Blannard, Sawyersville, Joseph Garrity, Dixon City, Jerry Glasser, Bloomsburg, and Jim Shutt, Danville. Veterans we lost this year, but celebrate today, thanks to John. The United States of America, founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible, irreplaceable, amazing founding fathers, that the government is not, should not be, cannot be our parent, our guide, our salvation, our direction, not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to protect society, to organize society. That's it. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. Freedom could not be parceled out to groups. It could not be controlled by government or government officials. Our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and yes, freedom of the press, whether they lie, whether they deceive, whether they fail to cover stories that go against their left-wing agenda. It doesn't matter. We know better, don't we? Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because we had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose. Unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed. Unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cordaro Show, well, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. So with that essential preamble dispensed with, we can gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that for the balance of the morning, Our commitment to common sense will create a sanctuary of sanity for all of you in a world where an entire political party, the Democrats, and all of our global leaders and all of the establishment have literally gone insane, probably because of Donald Trump. Hey, the tall guy's checking in from Harding. He gives me an LTS. Hey, tall guy. I mentioned this yesterday. When you talk about the left, you talk about the Democrats. And I got to tell you, if I was a Democrat, I would be ashamed. And I'd be figuring out, well, can I change this political party from the insane track it is on? Or should I become an independent or a Republican? Because they are hopeless. They are hapless. You heard the John Stossel piece. I love him. Calling it like it is with socialism. And they just keep coming and doubling down on insanity. I don't understand it. Wouldn't you say, well, this government means of production and socialism and all, it really doesn't work. It's really not a good thing. Well, I mean, if you haven't come to that conclusion, you've got mental issues. You really do. So Mamdani, with the fake smile and all, he's mentally ill because nobody's that dumb. You got the Kansas City, they experimented with city-owned stores. It failed miserably. Everything about it is dumb. They mentioned rent control. Well, that means no more houses are going to get built. Every single idea they have, it feels good to talk about it, but we've already watched it fail. Now, we've got a left-wing lunatic county commissioner. Nice guy, maybe. I can't say I know him well. I say hello when I see him. Bill Gaughan. Now, I look at the Times Tribune. I know. I have to for my job. If I didn't have to, and I need the veterans' obits. He's appealing. Now, he's lost twice. He's appealing to the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, which is a bunch of lunatics, too. So it's a you never know deal. Now, Bill Gaughan, and the only reason I bring up, not because, I mean, we serve like 13 counties. But the reason I bring up Lackawanna County is because it's the most ridiculous county in, and you may think yours is, but I can attest, Lackawanna County is the most ridiculous place, the most ridiculous county of anyone that is hearing my voice. That includes the people listening in Florida, New York City, Long Island, Nebraska, California, South Carolina, Philadelphia. Everywhere my voice is being heard now, Lackawanna County is the worst. And we've got a county commissioner. Now, how can he appeal? He's got no votes for it. Chris Chermak would have had to vote with him. There's two commissioners. You need two votes to do anything. He's now on, he filed a suit, lost. He appealed and lost. He's now appealing again. Now, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, by the way, doesn't have to take the case. The Commonwealth Court, I think it was Commonwealth Court or Superior Court, whichever, that he was on, that he just lost that. they have to take the case. They've got to take appeals. So anyway, all of those actions are done without authority. And I want to know, and I know Chris Chermak does, and we'll be checking this very closely. Where, no, number one, you don't have any authority to do it. This is your private political battle with Marty Flynn, the state senator, over who's the big Democrat in Lackawanna County. You don't, unless you have two votes, you can't take any action. He does not have two votes for the original filing. He doesn't have two votes for the appeal that he already undertook. He doesn't have the votes for this appeal, and none were ever taken. And yet this clown continues. It's insane. Now, I don't understand this completely, Mike. You said Billy fights like a kid in at the ice cream shop, not his money. Thanks a lot, Double Dipper. Yeah, it's insane. It is insane. Now, I've heard him speak on national issues and on Donald Trump and on Republicans. And he is insane. He's gone. So maybe in his left-wing lunatic pea brain, Bill Gahan thinks that he has gotten authority as one commissioner to file, appeal, and appeal. Maybe. It is actually possible. He's that gone. It's insane. All right. We got to take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, will return.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Sonny and Cher. Murph says this date, 1965, they had the number one hit with that song, I Got You, Babe. And Franklin Delano Roosevelt, no matter what you say about him, and he did not fix the recession in any way, shape, or form. Please, the Great Depression, please be aware of that. The Social Security Act becoming law in 1935. Now, 2 years later, and I think Social Security is a great thing. The problem with it is so that it didn't look like a welfare program, they made it available even for people who are well off. And so it is now insolvent. Headed towards reduced benefits or massively higher taxes or something. Social Security. But it was their best effort at the time. There's no argument on that. Social Security Act becomes law of this date, 1935. So going back, it's funny. Like, it's like the hits just keep on coming. And I don't talk about city of Scranton and Lackawanna County because I live in the city of Scranton and Lackawanna County. I talk about it because it's emblematic of the insanity we are trying to fight. Now, the expanded enforcement hours that pothole Paige Cognetti has put on the parking downtown. And like the business owner said, please don't do it. You're killing us. It's already a burden. I was downtown last night. Stopped in at Catch 21, Pappas Pizza and Atera, 519. Like, it's killing them. And now it's going to be expanded to 7 o'clock. And on top of that, and I'm, by the way, somebody correct me. I think the only way you can pay in the parking meters in downtown Scranton is through credit card. And they're initiating a 5% fee at some point in the future. So they've increased the parking price on top of everything. This is what insane people, left-wing lunatics do. They don't know how to do anything because they don't have a grip on truth, fact, and reality. So how could they be expected to do their job? Just go up to Naog Park 5 years after Pothole Paige has been in office and take a look at the mounds of dirt. But the thank you Joe Biden sign is up. Thank you Joe Biden for the money that we're not able to spend properly. We can't get the job done even with the cash in our greedy little hands. Because we're ridiculously incompetent. That's what the mayor's, that's what the sign should say. With Mayor Pothole Paige Cognetti signed on the bottom. And you could drive through the streets. It might as well be Fallujah. After a bombing raid by the American forces. And now you have this idiot. And there's really nothing good you can say. And by the way, his chief advisor is the former editorial page writer who is gone. Literally. These people need to go to Clark Summit State Hospital, check in. They need to go to Clark Summit State Hospital, check in. And some, maybe they can come out better. Pat McKenna, that's his main guy. That's who's with him. I was at the TechBridge conference last week. That's who they came in together. Okay. Now, let me say something further on this point. The lawyers, now the county solicitor, is it Fredrickson? I'm blanking for some reason. He's a hack, okay? He's not a good lawyer. But the lawyers he brought in, I think it was Myers, Breyer, and Kelly, I don't want to guess. They, by the way, They've got an obligation not to appeal. As lawyers, you come to me as a lawyer. You don't have the right to do something. It's incumbent on the lawyer to not do it. So the lawyers, the county solicitor, and the lawyers hired by the county, well, by Gaughan, they're not allowed to do this under canon of ethics. They're not allowed to do something that there's no legal authority to do. So it's a triple shame that this insanity is going on. And again, it has nothing to do with the law. It has nothing to do with anything except that little Billy Gaughan is fighting in the sandbox with Marty Flynn over who's the top dog Democrat in Lackawanna County. That's how insane it is. I live in Scranton. I live in Lackawanna County. I'm governed by lunatics. Yeah, the same people. By the way, Paige Cognetti and Bill Gaughan, if you want further proof of their insanity, are the ones who brought us Biden Expressway and Biden Street. Yeah, they're the ones. Yes. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We'll be back with our great veterans after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
A corollary to that, an important one, is found outside the Bloomsburg Legion. A veteran, whether active duty, discharged, retired, or reserve, is someone who, at one point in his or her life, wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America and its people for an amount of up to and including his or her life. That is honor. This Veterans Tribute brought to you by our man John Basiliga. Basiliga Hospitality. But this weekend, the focus is on the marketplace at Steamtown. I'll tell you a little bit about the pop-up market series that's beginning on Saturday at that great venue. Philip Sensula. He was 82. He was from Harding. He passed away August 8th. He was formerly of Wilkes-Barre. Born in Wilkes-Barre. He was a graduate of St. Nicholas High School, Wilkes-Barre. Class of 61. He served with the Pennsylvania National Guard, 109th Infantry Regiment. The incredible 109th. He was a member of the Masonic Lodge, the Shekinah Lodge, St. Conrad Society. He was an X-ray technician until his retirement. In addition to family, he survived by lifelong friends, Rosalie Ray Anishevitz, Butch Papp, Carol Sukolowski, cousin Linda Madro, Philip Sensula. Michael Phillips, we lost him August 7th at age 76. He was from Wilkes-Barre. Born in Hanover Township, graduate of St. Mary's High School, Wilkes-Barre. He attended King's College and served us in the United States Marine Corps during the Vietnam War. He worked at Pride Mobility. Great company. In Luzerne County. He owned Phillips Creative Art Glass before that. Tragically preceded in death by his son Jeffrey. He survived by his other sons, Michael and Ryan, grandchildren, great grandchildren, and other family members. Michael Phillips. Our great veterans this hour brought to you by the Pop-Up Market Series, beginning Saturday at the Marketplace at Steamtown. Over 20 vendors. They're going to have live music all afternoon. Jeremy Burke, the Williams Brothers. 20 new vendors, pop-up vendors, in addition to the year-round vendors that are already there in that great space. Looking forward to this. John Basiliga is trying to create a Reading Terminal deal in that area of the marketplace at Steamtown that has so much more to offer. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, morning showers, then sunshine, high 85, 75 degrees outside our studios as I speak. Tonight, partly cloudy down to 62. Friday, partly sunny, 88. Saturday, mostly sunny, 88. Sunday, partly sunny with a chance of an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, and it'll be near 90 on Sunday. I'll be off next week. I'm going on vacation. Part of that is staycation. So I'm going to miss you guys. I mean it. I've been blessed to have a job that isn't work. It doesn't pay me enough, but hey, can't have everything. let's go ahead, Bulldog, play what we got. And you know what that song means. It means Lorraine is here. By the way, Rolling Stones, and I know that Lorraine's a big fan of the Stones. And this date, 1965, when she was barely born, the Stones had the number two hit with Satisfaction. And, of course, before that, Victor Davis Hanson, the great Victor Davis Hanson. Lorraine?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Are you a Rolling Stones fan?
Well, that's my theme song, I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Good. There you go.
That's right. You must have known that.
Well, you've got a poem for us, I guess.
Yes, I never read this one on the air, I don't think, to anybody, but my sister passed away back in 1999, August the 3rd. I did try to get on earlier and before this, but didn't get me on. But anyway, okay. Now
you got your little shot in there.
Well, no, it's not a shot. It's the truth. But anyway, I want you always ask me when I wrote it. Yes, 1999, and naturally, but I sat down and wrote this poem right before I went to her wake, and I placed a copy in her casket.
Your mom?
So, my sister.
Oh, your sister. Okay.
Yeah, in 1999. Yep.
Wow.
And it's in memory of my big sister.
Nice. Go ahead.
You're gone from me now. I sit and wonder why. God only knows the reason, but all I do is cry. Were Mother and Pop there to greet you? And Georgie Ann as well? I bet their arms were opened wide. It must have been so swell. Oh, I'll still drive by to see if you're on the swing. I won't see your smiling face. To me, that meant everything. Please pray for me, and I will pray for you. Give Mother and Pop a kiss from me and tell them I love them too. Love, your little sister.
Beautiful.
Lorraine.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
That's one of your best. That's one of your best, and they're all good. Well, yeah, that's very touching. I love that, Lorraine. That's great. I'm happy you read that.
Yeah, I wanted to. I tried. And I tried. There you go. But I can't get no.
Well, we're not going to have a new segment called Lorraine Sings the Stones. We're not going to do it. Just so you know. Listen. Oh, the Bulldog's in there smiling and laughing.
Well, hey.
You know why? Because he thinks you got away with a joke on the air and that he thinks it was funny. Because he's awful at this, too, you know. He's awful at the comedy thing.
That's your opinion.
Well, my opinion's the only one that counts on this show.
Bob, take a look.
So you know, Lorraine.
Take a look in the mirror.
All right. Well, I'm happy you called with your poem today. I think it made a lot of people's day. It made mine.
Well, I'm glad. I wish I could make my day.
Well, I was thinking immediately, you know how I don't have any sisters, just the three brothers. But yep. I was thinking of my grandchildren. And obviously, my younger granddaughter has a big sister. So it's beautiful.
Yep.
Hey, we got to go, Lorraine. It's Bloomberg Money Minute. Thank you, dear. Appreciate it. Murph tells us this date, 1965, the Beach Boys. They moved from number 28 to number 9 with their great hit, California Girls. And before that, great little President Harry S. Truman announcing that Imperial Japan had surrendered unconditionally, ending World War II. We're going to have Rick Bigelow on tomorrow regarding the signing of that document on the deck of one of our great warships. We're going to have him talk about that tomorrow at 10. Excited about that because he's just so much great information. Not just a great patent attorney. He's just a great historian. Truly good. Amazing stuff. A number of you saying you're going to miss me while I'm gone. Thank you. Old gal from Mountaintop, Ginny. Ginny C. from Plains Township. Ginny, I hope you're doing well, by the way. Fred Duckman says this. And, boy, I hope he and others in his circumstances get relief. Bob, veterans like myself did make that check to the government, but now when we're not needed, the government gives us an IOFU when it comes to giving us a decent disability pension. Do you think Trump will ever give the veteran what we most desperately need? I hope so. I hope so. He's done other great things for the veterans. He loves the veterans. So I hope he does. I think we got to talk to our two congressmen, Rob Bresnahan, Dan Muser. We got to talk to our senator, Dave McCormick, and get him to push that. He can do it. Sean from Larksville, Texas, he goes, yeah, look in the mirror, Bob. L-M-A-O, which means laugh my ass off. Lorraine got two ziggers in. The last one was her best ever. Well, that's not saying much. LTS, love Lorraine from Hazelden, says Sean from Larksville. Yes, she got me. Yeah, she got me. Somebody says, did you hear that Paige Cognetti is announcing for Congress on Labor Day weekend? I hear it's imminent. And she's going to announce while she's running for mayor. Arrogance at its finest. Yes, I'm doing such a horrible job as mayor of Scranton that I'm looking to get out of it. Because I don't know how to do a good job. And my failures are being exposed. That should be her speech. Like, you know, remember the movie Liar, Liar, when they had to tell the truth? If she made their announcement for Congress, Pothole Page would have to say, I'm doing such an awful job as mayor of Scranton that I've got to go to a different job. One where my left-wing lunacy might actually make me part of the crowd, the in crowd, instead of just being a failure. That's what her announcement would say if she was in the movie Liar, Liar. Oh, it's frightening. Yeah, so Lorraine, she got a zinger. And singing the Rolling Stones lyrics. Yeah, she did good. And she had a great poem today. My man Mark from Hazelden says, I could add Nashville, Tennessee to the list of places in the country where people are listening. Because he'll be in Nashville next week. Now, it'll be probably best of, but I would love that you'd be listening. He's going to something called the Killer Nashville Writing Conference. I don't know. It's about spying, espionage, and forensics. Okay. You have a great time. You have a great time next week, and hope you're listening. Murph says, Murph himself has contacted me. This bears special note, you know, when he gets in touch during the deal, my God, during the show, he says, I think they're going to miss the music. People are going to miss Murph's music. We'll see. All right, we'll take a break, though, because I look at my Bicardo jeweler's watch, and it tells me it's 10:02:35. And that means it's time for the news, in fact, pastime. But I want to remind you, in addition to the pop-up market series at the Scranton Public at the Marketplace of Steamtown, hot cars, cool watches at Bicardo's, Jefferson Avenue and Spruce Street, downtown Scranton, right across, or caddy corner, as they say, from the Radisson. You got to check out both of these events. I'm gonna go to both. I'm excited. I want to see the hot cars, and I want to see the cool watches. We'll be back.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.